I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hello, and welcome back to Hey Spirit. Today, and throughout the month of August, we have something special in store for you. We are going on a journey through time as we revisit some of our very special episodes. We are approaching 3 wonderful years where I've been connecting with you all through my podcast, and it has been so rewarding. And I know along the way our listener base has grown, and I would love to share some of the episodes from the beginnings. So we are here taking it back to some of the episodes that really touched mine and so many hearts. This episode, I had the pleasure of reading husbands Roger and Kent, both proclaimed mama's boys. But in their reading with me, they were shocked when their fathers came through to give them intertwining messages of love and acceptance and messages they never expressed to Roger and Kent throughout their lives. Hope you guys all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit.
I really want to connect with my immediate family because I had several deaths right in a row, and starting with my mom and then my brother and my sister. My dad had passed away back in 1993. My relationship with my father when he was here was not a very good one because he was an alcoholic. And so I didn't really have a dad through the whole process. And we weren't close because I'm different, and he was more in tune with my brother. And so I just went the totally opposite direction than what he wanted me to do.
I'm laughing because I just heard there was a mother energy that said to me, listen, this is me. I feel like it's a grandmother energy. And she's like, I am just letting you know that I'm in charge. I'm in charge. Everyone's here. There's a lot. Unfortunately, you've lost several loved ones. I can see them behind her, but it's almost like validating, like if you feel that someone might not be at peace because of the way that they died, or that you feel that they left the physical world before their time, validating that all of the souls are together. Sometimes when this happens, spirit does that because it's validating that all of the souls are together, especially if maybe someone passes unexpectedly or someone leaves the physical world before we feel their time, that they're not in a safe place or they're not with other loved ones. A lot of times a mother or like a grandmother or even a grandfather soul, they will do that. So I'm going to start off. I want to start off with the dad. Whose dad is departed?
Both.
Well, how do you guys know each other?
We're married.
Oh, okay. So you both lost your dad?
Yes.
Separate dads?
Yes. Okay. I'm from Kentucky, but we're not that kind of Kentucky.
No, come on now. Well, the reason why is because fortunately and unfortunately, you have a lot of souls on the other side. So what happens is I got to try to control, not control, but who's going to step forward. And there was more than two dads that were stepping forward. So I didn't know if it was grandfathers, if it was uncles. So I was trying to decipher. And I was actually talking to myself, not really you. So I'm going to start with the dad. I saw a wallet. So who has the dad's wallet? Or was there something about the wallet? You wanted the wallet?
That would probably be me.
Okay.
So I'm probably remembers it better than me.
I just need a validation that I'm going to start with you, that I wanted to start with your dad. Okay.
All right.
And there was something, spirit just labored my breathing. So there had to be something with heart, lungs, or the chest, or something with the breathing.
My dad died of bone cancer.
Okay. So what, did you watch him take his last breath?
No, I missed it. Okay. My brothers and sister.
Okay. What happens is sometimes when spirit, do you understand the breath? Because you have to understand, when I feel certain things, right? And I know that I can't misinterpret something. Sometimes my signs and symbols can have a different meaning. So I want to go into and explain to you, when I said breath, they had me write the number three. When they talk about the third breath, that has to do with the moment they died. And it has to go on by watching them take their last breath. So if it is someone could be struggling to have that memory of their loved one struggling to take the last breath, where they actually watched the breath. And if not, then it becomes my symbol for where we feel we were not there for our loved ones and we missed something. Your dad told me, and I know this is going to be hard, this is not easy for me to say, but you were not supposed to be at your dad's bedside when he left the physical world. And he made me feel like there's a part of you that knows that you could not have handled that. He says, it's not a difference of handling, Teresa. He says, it's more of me not wanting that to be the last memory that my son had of me was taking my last breath. He says, I remember the days where you would, was your dad bedridden? What? Because he has me rubbing the leg. So sometimes that's if someone had issues like where they couldn't move well. And there was always like a massaging or rubbing of legs and or of the arms. Correct? He says, that is what I want you to remember. That of you being able to help me, making me feel those moments of, you know what? I am going to be okay. Things are going to be okay. I am going to feel better. Your dad showed me a little film strip. And I felt like dad was in bed. And I saw it was like the last time you saw him or spoke to him. There was that feeling of when you said goodbye. Here might not have thought, but like something deep in your soul, you kind of had that feeling that that was going to be the last time that you were going to see him.
Yeah.
That validation for you is not to say, oh, I should have stayed there. I never should have left. I should have went, whatever the thought process is. This is the validation of your dad saying, you were not supposed to be there.
When my father died, my brother, my sister, my mom were all there, and I was the only one that lived out of state. So I was just at the hospital, and then I was told by my family, you know, hey, you can go back to work. You know, he seems to be okay at the moment. I was told to leave, and then upon driving right 5 minutes before my house in Tennessee at that time, I got the phone call that he had died. So she was spot on. I was told not to be there, and I wasn't there.
I don't know if it's the dad that lost the brother, but he says that the brother is with me. So whose brother is departed?
Mine.
So know that to validate that I interpreted it correctly, very hard for me to say to someone that they were not supposed to be by their loved one's side when they took their last breath. I needed your dad to validate it. He brought forward your brother. Your brother went like this to me, 1, 2, 3. So did you have a lot of losses within a short amount of time?
Yes. Yes.
Because he's like, how is my brother supposed to heal and move forward? We don't even know where to begin because there was so much at one time. Is that correct?
Correct.
And where does the grandmother or the mother figure come in that's departed?
My mom died in 2015.
Okay. So know that they're all stepping forward and saying that as if you might feel at times alone, know that our souls are with you. Your brother's a real character.
Yeah.
He goes, Teresa, he's like, can you believe that I died? Can you believe I died? He goes, let me tell you something. He goes, my brother, he's crazy. When he was younger, my brother did crazy shit. Who ever would have thought that I would have died first?
Right. We'll go with that.
I mean, listen, you look like a very nice man. I would not think that you were, you know, and however you can interpret that, that could have been a conversation yes. that you and your brother had. Like, you know, whatever it is, it's validating that your brother's soul is present as well.
Yeah, he's okay? right. I'm crazy.
He says, I don't want, now I'm going to say this again, you're going to have to interpret this on your, because I can't tell you how to feel. This is my symbol. When spirit makes me feel like when we carry this survivor's guilt.
Right.
Do you understand that?
Yes, I have.
There should be no survivor's guilt connected to any of these departures. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I'm going to also say this. I was just told that you were protected in some type of accident.
Yeah.
Where you should have died.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. I'm crazy, Teresa. I'm crazy.
But you see, this is the thing that I love about what I do when people say, oh, you read someone's physical appearance, their body language. Yeah. You do not look like a crazy person.
Oh, I'm a ball of fun.
Really? Yes. I would say that, yes, you look like a lot of fun, but not to the extent of, but do you see what spirit is having me say? Because again, I keep seeing all of these other souls trying to step forward and saying, we have protected you time and time again. Do you understand?
Oh
that?
Lord, are they tired? Don't give up on me.
The reason why this is being brought up is to validate for you that there should be no survivor's guilt connected to a departure. Do you understand that?
Yes, thank you.
And sometimes if we don't know how to do that or how difficult it is, we can visualize when we find quiet time for ourselves, that person standing in front of us and us handing back to them all of the burdens that we carry. They want to release you of those burdens and or guilt that you carry. They're not yours to carry.
Teresa had mentioned, you know, there was an accident, which I did have an accident, that I probably could have died. I didn't think I could because I was uninjured, you know, but that night just seemed to went up just perfect. No repercussions, no nothing. It was all like, and it should have been, but I mean, it was more of a gift. So I definitely believe, you know, that not just me was protected, but Kent as well, because we both of us come out unscathed and my Jeep was total, but here we are standing, you know, at the end of it. So the message coming from them that they protect me makes it awesome because I am the last one. And with my dad having died at the age of 53 and my brother having died at the age of 53, and now I am 53, it makes me feel a lot better because my biggest concern is where I live with the fact, is this a curse on the family or whatever? And she didn't mention anything like that, which made me feel okay.
Kent, I don't know how to say this. And I feel like I'm also going to say, Roger, your dad as well. So sometimes when I feel guarded, it's either the soul or it's you of being afraid, not afraid, but we don't know what's going to happen or what they might say to us. Do you understand that? Yeah. And I feel like when spirit brings me through a life review, and they show me certain things, it's my symbol for where spirit wants to apologize for not being there for us in the way that we needed them to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So because it's easy for a soul to come forward and say, you know, I'm sorry that I was not able to be there for you the way that you needed to be or the way that you deserve to be. I need them to validate it. First, do you understand that? So he was showing me the life review. And what that means is that your dad had to relive his life through your eyes to feel what it was like not to be supported, not to have him there in the way that you needed him to be or deserved to be. When spirit shows me a little boy sitting on a corner and then the sun goes down, That's just my symbol for where we feel that a father figure has disappointed us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just his way of saying that I am sorry that I disappointed you.
Okay.
And I'm going to take it one step further. Now, I just got the chills. When I get the chills, so I don't know if you got a warm feeling or some type of sensation, maybe a chill, validating the soul of your father, that he says, I'm saying this because I never had that opportunity, because he restricts my throat area, that he was not able to express certain things to you. And I almost want to say, because of his, can I say stubborn ways?
Yes. Both of them.
I don't think a soul has ever said that to me of my, I want to say old foolish way or whatever it is. Like I could, I'm going to interpret it this way. Like I could not look outside of the box for anything, nothing. And how that has affected you, because I couldn't do that. For that, I am sorry. So that's why it's important when a soul says that they review their life through your eyes. Their soul had to feel what it was like. So for them to be able to come through me and say this to you, it validates that the soul has learned that lesson. And for that they are sorry and that they see on how, listen, and I'm going to say this because I feel like now your dad stepping forward and saying, Roger, your dad steps forward as well and saying, listen, that doesn't mean that I was wrong all the time, right? No, that's not what this is about. What this is about is for the first time that they are able to take responsibility for their actions or in some cases, non-actions in not helping you or being there for you. Where they take their part in their responsibility, where it wasn't always someone else's fault or your fault. They have seen where if they made different choices, how things could have been different. And for that, they are sorry. I don't know. Were you looking at something or where are you originally from?
Which one? I'm from Somerset, Kentucky.
Okay. And where are you originally
from?
I'm
from Venezuela, Indiana.
Okay. So I think I'm in Indiana. I'm not really sure. I was hearing that didn't the Jackson Five sing a song, Indiana, Here I Come, or something
They're
like
from
that?
Indiana.
That's the song. Oh, they are. Yeah. Oh, that's the song I'm hearing. Oh, they were from Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like I'm at my childhood home. I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. And this is why I say I'm good at what I do, because whatever it is that I see, hear, or feel, I say it, even though it makes no sense. I feel like I buried something in the backyard in my childhood home. And I don't know if I want to go back and dig it up. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I buried something in my childhood home. I don't know what this means.
I know you don't physically buried something, although they did. But I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't know what it is, but I get what you're saying.
This is important. Like, so I listen, it could be, maybe it was a dog. I don't know.
Oh, or well,
maybe
yes, they did bury their dogs in the backyard.
Okay. And are there, and then I'm going to interpret it this way. Did you leave, this is how I build my spirit library as well. Did you leave or bury things there at that childhood home? Maybe emotions or?
Everything was buried there. I was never happy there. I just left it.
Yeah. Got it. So do you see how, and I don't need to know all of the details, all of the nitty gritty, right? And I'm not trying to be rude, but I don't care. All I care about is that your dad is validating that he's truly sorry. His soul is truly sorry. And I kind of love this scenario. Buried everything back in Indiana. So now, I don't know, were you not expecting to hear, Kent, from your loved ones? Were you, like, here for Roger's support? Or were you, like, maybe wishfully thinking maybe it'll happen, but I'm really just going to be here for Roger?
I'm really for Roger, but honestly, I was hoping to hear from somebody. Obviously, I just never thought I'd hear from my father. My relationship with my father pretty much is actually mimics Roger's. We never really got along. I never could do things the right way. And I was really shocked to see him come through and basically apologize. And it threw me. It really threw me because I was I'm 20 years younger than my brothers. And so I was the one like, oh no, now I have to do this all over again. So he really didn't have the energy at what, 50 years old to give me, you know what I mean, as a little kid. So it was my brothers always could just do whatever he wanted and stuff like that. And I did the same thing. I just went a different direction. I went with whatever mom wanted to do, basically.
This is what I say to people. An experience, when I do a reading, is what we need, not what we want. What we need to help us move forward. And this isn't about, and I want to make this perfectly clear also, Kent, this isn't about your dad. This is about you. This is about your dad saying, I am proud of you. I am proud that you are my son. Now, Roger's father's running for the back. I was going to say that. Get out. So I'm going to say, Roger, this is also from your dad in saying, I want you to know that I am proud of who you become. I am sorry for trying to change you, to make you be someone or something that you weren't. That was what I wanted. Because what they're showing me is a dad like making their kid play football, and they wanted to have nothing to do with football. It's
baseball. I had to play baseball. Nailed it.
And this is all part of the process, the emotion of your dad saying, I am so sorry that I had these expectations of you. And I don't, and because of where you've become this person who you're content with and who you love, and you finally feel in your life that you finally feel complete, correct?
Yes.
I know that feeling. Always feeling that I was different than everyone else, or that I wasn't normal, whatever it was, or what I felt wasn't normal. And then to experience life, my soul felt complete when I embraced my gift. As a medium is when I felt complete. And I had every blessing in the world that God could give someone. And same thing for the two of you. Fair enough?
I'll take it.
But this is what they're saying. Like, like I couldn't see that here in the physical world. And now I get it. Now I understand. And now I see. And it is about your happiness, not mine, or what I desired for my sons to be. Yes. So for them to come through and apologize for that, and I keep feeling the emotion like I was never thought in a million years I would ever hear something like that or expect that.
Yeah, that's the last thing I ever expected.
But it is something that you deserved and more importantly needed to hear. And that is why this is a perfect example of why I love what I do. To be able to give someone the peace in knowing that their loved one is proud and not disappointed. After hearing that over whatever it is, and then to come through with such a positive message of love and support, and more importantly, respect. How do you connect with a belt? I don't know if you have your dad's belt or something about a belt buckle.
I have a scar from a belt buckle that my dad gave me.
I just want to, as long as it can be connected with a belt.
Yep.
Validating that I interpret everything correctly. And more importantly, Roger, that anything that was said to Kent that you can connect with, please take as a message from your father. You know about the piggybacking, how that works.
Yeah, I do. And they could have been brothers. I'm glad they aren't, but.
Well, that's interesting you said that, because one of the reasons why I asked you, how are you guys connected? Because that, as soon as I entered the other side, that's what I felt. I felt brothers.
That's so funny. So we get called brothers at Walmart everywhere. Are y'all brothers?
Listen, sometimes it's easier just to say yes.
We have. Yes, we are. Yeah, we get it.
We're brothers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit.
How do you connect with tattoos?
That would be this one.
Okay. Do you have tattoos?
Yeah.
You have a tattoo in memory of someone? Or the same thing as someone had?
Sure.
See, when they show me, it's just myself. When they show me a heart.
Oh, I do. I have a NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt tattoo. I got 3 days before he passed away.
Are you kidding me?
Which is, but... Oh, number three.
I wrote that number three early. I'm like, what's with this?
Yeah, that's his number. Oh my gosh. No way.
Listen, do I look like someone that knows about NASCAR racing?
Number three must be our number because you think it's so many different ways three connects for us. Everything. Okay. That's awesome.
Great. And what the thing that I love is like right away. And listen, I never know like if there is someone like they don't come and say, "Oh, look at me, I'm Dale Earnhardt." They told me you have a tattoo in memory of someone.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And do you have memorabilia? Like if there's like a shirt or like a.
Oh, do I? I've got totes and totes and totes of everything. Plates, cars, everything.
But do you have something like, I don't know if this would happen. So like, say I'm at Daytona, there's races down in Daytona, right?
Yeah, it's very good.
Let's hypothetically say I was there and I have a pamphlet. Do they give out like pamphlets at one of these
race,
things?
Yeah, race program.
Okay. Did you have someone sign a race program?
I have a collector book I took up to Michigan to a race up in Michigan. I got all sorts of signatures from everybody on that. Drivers.
I just needed to validate that your father, what he said, truly came from his soul. Because there's no way I would know about that autograph book.
Right. Yeah. We're the number three. Or
Dale Earnhardt. And I'm going to say this. And your father said that was so important to my son. This is what my son loved.
Yes.
So it's almost like your father wanted to do something truly special for you. Because I keep seeing a man standing next to your dad. I'm going to assume it's Dale Earnhardt with like a jacket. And it's something about his jacket that is so distinctive. And I don't know what it is. So he's actually shown me a jacket like that I have. It's right here. It's I could show it to you. And that'll just be easier. Because I don't know if this is a color or something. So it's like this.
Yeah.
Would this be a jacket?
Yeah. He always had red. It was black with white colors. And red. Yeah. White and red. Number three.
So should I get a number three put on the back of this jacket? Is that?
No, I'm sure that's a little more expensive. Yeah, no.
I always loved years ago watching NASCAR, and Dale Earnhardt drove number three. That was just who I idolized. I have hundreds and hundreds of cars and all the memorabilia.
And 3 days before he died, I had his name tattooed on my back. And he drove the number 3. And it's just that when she said that, I was just like, are you kidding me? And it just like, how would she know that? You know, it was crazy. Just crazy.
It was great because she pulled out the jacket, you know, and it's like
red, white, and black jacket she had.
So that's Dale Earnhardt colors. And then she's like, and Dale Earnhardt is here.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty darn
yes.
good.
Yes.
So guess what? We'll meet him one day.
Yeah. Okay,
you see how spirit gets me to do things? Because I'm going to say this to you. Your messages, and I'm going to also say this, Roger, that this also came from your dad as well, was so powerful. I said, I need you to do more to validate that this is your soul, that this is what truly was needed to happen today. So know that you are being loved, guided, protected, but most importantly, respected and supported from the other side.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back to the brother that is departed. He made me feel like the rug was ripped out from underneath you when he died. So sometimes even if somebody is ill, we might not be expecting them to pass so quickly, or they didn't communicate how sick they really were. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because when spirit goes like this to me, that just means that they kind of kept us at a safe distance.
Right. Oh, and yeah.
And again, taking responsibility for that.
Great.
Did you used to bring your brother everywhere or vice versa? Like I always saw, like when you were younger, like always went together somewhere.
We were not close really at all. I would follow him a lot and get beat up. And, but he never wanted me around him. And then eventually I grew to not.
Is this your brother's way of saying, because he always showed me like tagging along, right? Like a looking up to. And saying that he's sorry for that.
Yeah.
Did he also wear a hat?
Yes.
Okay, because he tipped a hat. So sometimes when spirit tips a hat at me, it means that they loved hats and or if you have their hat or if you kept their hat. I want to talk about the dad with the hat.
Yeah.
Or is there a picture that you have of them wearing a hat? Or is this one special picture that you have?
I have some of them with my daughter. She was very small. He had a hat.
Who did?
My dad had a cap on.
Okay.
My daughter was maybe a year and a half.
How do you connect with the number 13? Favorite number, 13th of a month, an age. If it's nothing with the number 13, then it stands for months, as far as the month of January and the month of March. I'm going to pass on it because I can't misinterpret a number.
Marty died in January this year. My best friend died.
And how do you connect with the number 3?
Well, I'm one of 3 children.
Okay. Did you not see her for 3 days?
I didn't talk to her for 3 days.
Okay. Because she told me the number 3 connected to her.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what I find interesting. Your brother comes forward in keeping with this safe distance and talking about taking responsibility. Listen, when spirit takes responsibility for their departure, things that they do, say, actions, not sometimes spirit will take responsibility if they're diabetic and they eat candy every single day. They'll
right.
take responsibility.
Right.
This is how I'm feeling from the sister energy. You understand that?
Yeah.
Of where she does not want you to feel that different things could have transpired during those 3 days. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Marty was the life of the party, and she was my best friend. I met Marty 7 years ago. Right away, I felt like I'd known her my whole life. She just was so welcoming to me and with anybody she just met. And she was always just the life of the party. And she would start the party and she'd finish the party. She was just always having fun.
It was just a weird thing that came on. A piece of me believes it was coronavirus before it was coronavirus to all of us because of the way she died. And the symptoms that she had, and it was unknown, and she didn't have any problems before, and she couldn't breathe, and then died of a heart attack. And she was a very healthy lady, you know, at only 62, but she was very healthy. I get that there's nothing I could have done, because at that time, there's nothing nobody could do, not even the doctors at the time. And it was just a fluke thing, and not knowing exactly what it is, neither do the doctors, you know. it's just not documented and she's cremated, so there's no way to go back to find out. But I understand there's nothing I could have done. It was a sad, sad day for me.
She actually said to me, she goes, you know, you were that one person that I always could count on.
Yeah.
She says, and I want to thank you for that. Like, I could tell you my deepest, darkest secret, and you would still love me. You would still accept me for who I was. She says, we should have been married.
I believe that.
So for the way that she says, I want you to know how much I love you and that I would swear that you lost a spouse with her soul coming forward.
Yeah.
Oh, did she like to tease Kent?
Yes.
Because she goes, oh, Teresa, you just tell Kent that I am a better kisser. I said, I am not saying that.
And she goes, oh, yes, you are.
Yeah.
You say it.
I have to.
Yeah, let it out. That's
smart. Oh, she is a riot. And I feel like, so I don't know how this is. So did you ever see The Price is Right? You ever watch The Price is Right? And you know the mountain climber game?
Mm-hmm.
When spirit shows me that, that's my symbol for where someone struggled here in the physical world. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It could be an illness. They were sick for a long time. It could be alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. But then when they get to the top of the mountain, it's almost like, oh, you know what? I think they're doing good. They're doing better, right? They're going to be okay. So maybe we don't hover. We don't call as much. We don't check in on as much, right? Mm-hmm. And then they fall off.
Right.
And then they die. Mm-hmm. That is how spirit says, I take responsibility for not either telling you, right? What was going on, how bad things were, whatever it was. Saying, I want you to look at that memory that you have of that, how well and how strong I was, right?
Yeah.
And saying, that's how I want you to remember me. She loves, I don't know what it is, but she changed her clothes four times, her outfit four times.
Yeah.
And I have to say, down to accessories and all, like not just the clothes, like she changed the shoes, the bracelets, the jewelry, like everything was changed.
Yeah.
did you guys vacation together?
Yes. She came down and saw us and there was vacation here a couple months before she just died.
She shows me this picture. It's just like a headshot of like the three of you. And it's like this beautiful scenery behind you. Like if it's weather, water, or just beautiful scenery. And she says, this was the best day.
Oh, I've got it on my phone.
Isn't that funny? What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. Yes. We had many a good day with her. But yeah, that's funny. I saw that picture this morning.
Two validations here. Validating the picture on how she, that's how she wants you to remember her.
Right.
Two, when you looked at that picture, know that her soul was with you at that exact moment. Oh, let me tell you something. She is, so now I got to say this to you, your dads and your brother, they're pouting in the back now. Because now they're like, Teresa, we are never going to get a word in edgewise now. They're literally pouting in the back.
Right. She could command a room. That's
yes,
for
she,
sure.
Could. She could.
Validating. Right? But that's her personality, right?
Oh, yeah. She's still. Oh, yeah. She would be the outspoken out of my little crew.
So saying, again, this is how she wants you to remember her. Strong, empowering, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I feel like I knew you forever.
Mm-hmm.
So whether if this is acknowledging the soul connection that you shared with her, the relationship from the second you met her, it was like, oh my God, I feel like I've known her forever.
Yes, we were instant soulmates. And I mean, it was just odd. Coffee and sugar.
Did you guys love to watch movies together?
Well, not really as watch movies as much as her watch me be crazy. And well, then film it and watch those.
Well,
nothing bad.
Your brother just said to me, you see, Teresa, this is what you get for letting her take over.
he's met Marty.
But the reason why I asked you about the movie was because she showed me the movie My Girl. So My Girl has two movies. It's meaning we like to watch movies together or and watch old movies. But more importantly, the bond, like that's how you guys were. Yeah. Like
that, it would like, be the bond on that one.
Okay. How do you connect with bracelets connected to her? Do you have a bracelet of hers? Do you wear a bracelet? Is there something, did you give her a bracelet? Because she showed me like a bunch of bracelets. So
I think she had one of those little trinket. I'm gay, but I'm not that kind of gay. And I can't tell you what that charm bracelet. Ta-da! and she had little things on that. Now, I don't wear jewelry technically except for my wedding band.
Okay. And, can you connect with a red string bracelet? She had me write red string. I don't have one.
I can connect with red with her.
Okay.
On something on the bracelet, which would mean a lot.
Okay, whatever that is. Look,
yeah.
you guys know I doodle. Yeah. So she had me write that. Wait, where is the? Do you see that red? What it says? Red string.
Right.
I didn't know what it was, so she showed me the bracelet, and then it was like a red string, and I didn't know what it was. As long as you understand it, that's all that matters.
Again, I understand it, but see what I wrote. I wrote her down before you started talking about her because I wanted her to come in. That's the reason I wanted to talk to her.
You wanted to talk to her, but. What needed to happen before she came forward.
Yeah. That's amazing. This is everything has been spooky. It's awesome.
That's what this means. She also says, that you sense her in the house.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say two things. Lights flickering. We think we hear something. Things go on and off for no reason. Mm-hmm. Volume on TV, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Know that that is her.
Yes,
I don't know if you told me this or if I just don't know. I feel like I knew this. So that's why I'm saying I think you told me. She's newly departed. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Chills.
did you ever feel as if like when you sleep or when you wake up, like you feel that someone is there, but there's nobody there?
Oh, yes. Yes. And not often. It's just all of a sudden started. To where it's weird when I get up in the morning and now all of a sudden I find myself talking to her.
Okay. Like, know that that's
like
her.
I am crazy. I know it's her.
But this is the thing. What people don't understand is when we connect with our loved ones, there's no right or wrong way. And it's a feeling. This is the thing, what I love about what I do. And whether people understand it or not, Spirit talks about things that you experience. Uh-huh. Things that you witness with your own two eyes, the way that you feel. There is no way in the world that anybody would know that. Uh-huh. What happens, what goes on in your home, and more importantly, how you feel when you wake up, when you sleep. She's validating it is her soul.
I believe that.
I don't know why, but I feel like you guys were always a constant for her. And uh-huh. I don't know why that's important.
Right. Well,
like no matter how far apart you were, no matter what it was, and no matter what you were doing, you would drop everything for her.
Yes. In a heartbeat. Yes. Yes.
Was there something, because she just said, she says, I want you to know, even if you feel, she says, I have no regrets. Mm-hmm. She says, I might not have had a quantity of life. She said, but I had a quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
There. She says, and for that, I wouldn't trade for anything.
Yes, that's Martin.
Was she always a nurturer of children or would try to help children or was some type of counselor or something?
Actually, she didn't have children. So
right,
she
of other children.
Yeah, she had godchildren. She had two godchildren. And me, I called her mom, even though she couldn't have been my mom. She used to say she would have been a 10-year-old slut if she was my mom. But I called her mom. And so did Kent after we got married. Then all of a sudden, you know, that's his other mother-in-law.
You said 10-year-old slut. I say cougar.
Yeah. Poor mama.
but do you see this?
Yes.
Just 5 minutes ago, we were feeling all of this heavy emotion, right?
Yeah.
Where it did bring emotion to us within our souls. And here we are on this roller coaster, and now we're laughing.
Yeah.
That is the greatest gift that Spirit can give us.
Absolutely.
And And there's Marnie. Oh, that was me. That was me. I bring the laughter.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. That's Marnie. Life at the party, Marnie.
Did you guys have like a funny dance that you guys would do or that she would do?
We had so many different things, Teresa.
How can you connect with the lighthouse?
I used to live in Virginia Beach, and that's where I met her. And that's where we became soulmates. And so there's a lighthouse in Virginia Beach. So that's kind of like the symbol of Virginia Beach.
Got it.
Yeah, it's great.
She says, I want to go back to the regrets. She says, I need to make this perfectly clear. And I feel like to the both of you, that there is nothing that you or anyone else could have done to have prevented my departure. And she says, I want you to remember my life as a lighthouse. You know, there's something, all joking aside with her on how free-spirited I feel she is and fun and outgoing and let's just party and have a good time. There's this spiritual side of her that is so loving and nurturing.
Yes.
And it's kind of a little overwhelming for me that that's how strong she's making me feel. And she says, I need you to really feel that because I want you to know this is how I am. I don't want you to think that I am not at peace. And there's something about heaven because she keeps blessing herself and bringing forward the Blessed Mother. But because I'm Catholic, it's my symbol for that the souls are safe and at peace with God for whatever that means for you. Mm-hmm. And she says, always, always have faith. Mm-hmm. Were you just looking at old movies?
I have old pictures.
Okay. Do you have things that you took from, so they show me like reels, and then they show me like VHS, then they show me DVD, and then they show me like a memory stick.
Yes.
So I never saw that before. So I don't know if you took old pictures, old movies. I don't care who they're from.
Mm-hmm. I did. I just cataloged tons of pictures off of the computer. And of course, Marty was in there, Mom was in there, Dad was in there, and Lenny was in there.
Know that they want to thank you for that. And I absolutely love the way that they chose, because it was almost like the only one that was in the room was Marnie. And then all of a sudden the room started to fill, and I couldn't understand it. And I just felt this spiritual moment, and I couldn't even explain it. I never felt it before. And the room was then filled with spirit. And then we went into this whole thing about old movies, old pictures, and it's all here. Spirit. And right?
Let me validate that for you. I run a 55 plus retirement community. And so I always constantly did slideshows of them, and I always use the memory stick on that too. And I imagine that would be where all these spirits are flying in.
Some of them have obviously
I lose so many residents, you know, with this, just with this job. And so that's amazing. Hi, everybody. That was awesome. And I feel that could have went tenfold because of my position with my job, because I do that all the time with them. And then it's ironic that I just did it with my family because I was making a family tree, because I was scared that if I die, then all of that would be lost. So I've been doing that for my grandchildren to make sure that they have something. And so that's where it was like, the chills and the willies and everything stood up, because it's like, I didn't tell anybody I was doing that. I don't think he knew I was doing that. But my phone is loaded. The internet is now loaded with my family, and it's just funny. And it just validates that this lady is not a joke.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Well, I think one of the validations is that I can move down there in 2 years because I'll be 55 please. In 2 years.
Me too. In 2 years. 55.
Yes, 2 years. Yeah. But what I love is like, it's almost like spirit. Like I know, like, you know, when a session is coming to an end, spirits sometimes, they don't always end with such a beautiful ending like this of like making me feel, here I am, Marnie, I'm in the room by myself and all this, the soul, and then everything is filled. And then I have this memory stack. It's almost like, is this a way of them thanking you for the way that you treasure their memories?
Yes.
Who they were and letting their legacy live on. I found it truly, truly amazing and remarkable. And I love that when it's something different and unique. And there's one thing that I want to say to you, Ken. Your dad continues to show me a side of him that I don't think many people saw here in the physical world. He literally, as I was speaking to Roger, he stepped to the left of me and said, I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. An opportunity that I never thought I would have, or even my son even accepting to hear from me.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
He says, so I want to thank you. And that kind of made me feel like it was, again, his way of showing how his soul has really changed, has really grown on the other side. And I think just another unbelievable validation from the souls of your loved ones, how proud they are of the both of you, how much they love you, and thanking you for the way that you are. Truly, truly amazing and remarkable. And I also want you to realize, and why I'm thanking you, I always appreciate every single person that supports what I do and for wanting to be a part of whatever it is, whether it's Long Island Medium, Hey Spirit, that what happened here today, I felt the emotion from your father, Roger, that a lot of people were going to be able to, these messages were going to resonate with a lot of people. And really being able to help others. So I want to thank you for coming forward and sharing your loved ones on Hey Spirit, because it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to hear these messages. Going to a medium is not for everyone. So I absolutely love and cherish this experience today on how it really is going to truly help so many other people. Yeah. So I want to thank you so much for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones. I absolutely love and adore you. And maybe 55, be down in Florida.
We'll have our birthday party at our future restaurant.
Could you imagine?
We all share a birthday, same birthday and year. Ta-da.
Really?
Yes, we're soul sister.
We must be.
What time were you born? On June 10, 1967.
I was born at 5:42 p.m.
Get out. I was born at 6 p.m. on the dot.
So I'm older than you.
Which means you stood in line in front of me.
You beat into it.
I always envision there's like chutes and ladders, and it's like, okay, you go slide to this soul, you slide to this.
Could you imagine if we did a live show, maybe for Hey Spirit or something else?
Yeah.
Down in, where are you? St. Petersburg. Yeah.
Yeah. And our restaurant is gimmicky. We're pirates and we have bad British accents and we're really lazy.
I could be Tinkerbell?
Yes, you could be anything you want. Tinkerbell would be my cousin. So.
Well, this truly was amazing. And I loved meeting you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah. But more importantly, take these amazing messages from your loved ones and really use it in the healing process. Thank you guys so much.
God bless. When both our dads were coming through at the same time, it was confusing a little bit because it's so equal, just like I buried so much in my family home too, and just had some of the worst issues of my life getting rid of it, and I couldn't wait to get rid of it. So I didn't know, you know, it's the same deal as Kent, and I kind of took the message too. And I could see where they may be confusing Teresa a little bit because they're so similar and we're so similar, but the message was the same from both. So no matter what, if it was the way it was transposing or coming through, we still got every message that we deserved. Hearing my dad speak to me in that manner, and like he lived it with regret, and I just can't believe that he's such a strong-willed person. What she said was just, I could see it. I could see it now, not when I was growing up. He was so hard on me, and I could never do it right. I'd never do the right thing. And so for him to, I think he was acting a certain way or trying to be the big, strong man all the time. And I think there's a much softer side to him, obviously, or he wouldn't say what he said. And it's, I appreciate it. She is spot on with Marty. She did take over. Marty is just the laugh, and I get the relationship already between her and my brother was spot on, because that would be the way my brother would act to somebody, and she would just take over it and be the entertainment there. And I'm so glad that her sense of humor is still intact, because I just love that. I loved her as much as I did my mom, because she just was always there for me. And the benefit of having a best friend like that is you can tell them everything that you would not necessarily tell your mom. But now that my mom knows everything that, you know, that you do and all those things, you think, ooh, mom would kill me if she found out. You know, so I guess Marty and my mom are having a great conversation right now. Her death made everybody else's death 10 times worse too, because that meant I'm done. You know, I don't have anybody but my nieces and nephews, and now I'm the one. And so now I feel that pressure on me, and I'm scared for my nieces and nephews that if I die young, that they're going to have that thing that I have now, that I'm terrified that I'm just going to die, because it seems to be like the genes. And as much as I love every member of my family, the Marty message that she is there and she's with them, I feel a million times lighter from the stress and the pressure of, okay, is this going to happen to me because it happened to my brother and my sister? That secured me a lot with the fact that, you know, I am protected, and I appreciate that. I can walk a little prouder now. I won't be doing crazy things, so crazy. I mean, occasionally I'm going to do something, but nothing that's life-threatening. No skydiving anytime soon. I feel a million times relief, and, you know, I feel her now. Now, I just talking away, I know they hear, I know they see us, they're around us all the time, and I'm on my best behavior. It's odd, because Kent's an early bird, go to bed. So I'm up past 9 o'clock by myself, so I sit outside, and I talk to Marty like she's just sitting right across from me. The other day I did it, and it spooked myself, because I was like, did you hear that? And I heard a tap, tap. And I was like, nuh-uh. And then I heard it. And I was like, and I looked at the dogs, and they looked at me because they heard it. And I was like, I didn't tell you because I knew you'd think I'm crazy. But I felt it, and they felt it. And I'm like, well, dogs validated me, so I'm okay. So I just kept talking. I didn't get scared. I just kept going because there's nothing there, but it's tapping. And so I took it. That's Marty. I will continue to have my conversations with Marty outside on the patio when Kent goes to bed.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.